today
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Lagos, Nigeria. Lovely morning to you. Thank you for rejoining us again on the Daily. Today, 7:32 is the time, and we're here. I'm Sherif Quadri.
And I'm Jimmy Disu. And a happy birthday to Dr. Christopher Kolade. He's the father of broadcasting, really. And he's 90 today.
Oh.
90. Happy birthday, sir.
Happy birthday, sir. Good to know that you're still around. Let's So you have your coffee.
I have my coffee.
Okay.
I was preparing you with it.
What's the flavor of that coffee?
Me and my mom. Just coffee, sir. That's okay. Only to keep me awake.
All right. Okay. You can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube. That's Nigeria Info FM on those two platforms. Let's start with the Vanguard newspaper. Vanguard has this story here that reads, Boxing Day tragedy. How fun seekers drown in Lagos beach. Lasema giving an account.
Again, I must say that, but for the news analysis that I have to do, I'm not surprised at this story. Yesterday, we saw some photographs of fun seekers at the beach, and I was saying that. So these people left their homes just to put their feet on the beach because you could hardly even turn. You would have thought that they were at a stadium.
Mm.
And the essence of a beach is for you to have space, have a picnic and move around, but it was so full you would have thought that they were trying to get into a venue.
Ooh.
Yes, and that is because we simply just lack control. We should, the Lagos State Agency, Lagos State Safety Commission, headed by Larry Modula, they're trying the best that they can under the circumstance, but all kinds of things I'm sure come in the way. There must be something called capacity in any building or any space.
I totally agree.
We don't observe that.
Mm.
There must be capacity in... We don't observe that. The other day we heard that this place was closed, Linux. So that's...
Quilux. Yeah.
As at this morning, they were back in operation. They were called just like the owner is a highly influential person, and he tends to have this thing to break rules at will in Lagos here. Of course, a one-time governor was one of his biggest customers in the past. We have to call him out so that, because you are talking public safety, sometimes at 2-9 in the morning, when you are going to church on Sunday, the customers are just coming down. In other countries, in the United Kingdom, for example, all facilities like that must be soundproofed, and they have a closing time. I think it's 3 a.m. We need to have control in these things. We need to have control in these things. The beaches everywhere, they are filled to the brim. And I wonder if that is not a picnic. That is, you would have thought maybe they were all looking out for a whale or something. Because you could have
a whale
or looking for a shark or whatever it is. Because you can't even picnic there. You can't even sit down. And so to now hear that... two fun seekers yet to be identified drowned at Barracuda Beach. I'm not surprised. We don't pay premium to safety. We don't pay premium to anything. We don't have value for human life. The gentleman has a lot of work to do. I mean, to be fair to him, I've seen a few things that he has done, especially during COVID. The gentleman, he gave a very good account of himself. But political considerations is his major problem.
Mm.
You can't control these people. They know, if they don't know the governor, they know the emeritus leader, they know somebody. And ask him if you know him privately. He will have a story to tell. But there must be an end to these things that we do. And again, who do we call on but the government? You must exercise control in every aspect of our lives for the general good.
Let me read this comment quickly. Maybe there's an insight to it.
Yeah.
Oyewole said, it's not about lacking control. It's because all the beaches or the beach lines in Lagos have been commercialized. So people throng to affordable ones. And how do you control access to a beach?
If you apply the law to the fullest, or to the owners of this Barracuda Beach, by the time they start spending 10 to 15 years, because there's a contravention, by the time you start spending 10 to 15 years in jail, then people will know that you can't control. The major problem, and I know what has made this gentleman say it.
Yeah.
The major problem is that we don't make examples of people. Of course, you can control.
Of course, I was going to say that.
Any good
whether it's private or public, you can control.
Of course. Even if you have a pool in your house and somebody it must be under control.
Yes.
I was the chairman of my estate. I as soon as I resumed, I insisted I put a guard around the swimming pool area and locked it. If you want to go there, you sign for the key. So you take responsibility. People don't know this. Until something happens, but also because our governments are very lax, we don't want to quote and unquote offend people. These beaches are owned by highly influential people, and can talk down on any agency.
Government agency.
Any government agency.
Yeah.
Like, I know your boss and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So it says here that this paper reports that a yet to be identified female fawn seeker. No, this one was at a kiddie section of Wonderland, Apapa. Middle-aged female was electrocuted. How could that be?
A safety issue.
Safety issue. There was a loose wire somewhere. Somebody should be held responsible. So the facility has been sealed. That's what you usually would hear. Within 24 hours, you go back to the same premises. I think the government should do more than that. Look, like the club I mentioned now, they've had two or three or four incidents like that. Such places, you just lock them down permanently. You even ask yourself, where a lot of our facilities are sited, clubs, lounges, are those the proper places? What facilities do you have for parking? What facilities do you have? Do you have a fire hydrant nearby? What exits do you have? There's a lot of work to be done in the area of safety, but as usual, we just take these things for granted. The modular accused the event that's the owner of the Wonderland. It says that Ezekiel Adamu had refused to implement safety measures prescribed by the commission despite several meetings at the onset of the project following an initial safety inspection. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If he had refused to implement the safety measures, what have you done, Modula? He should come and tell, what have you done? Did you seal it up? Did you seal up the place? If there was so much influence on you, you should have resigned in protest, and then so we would know that there's something wrong somewhere. This is what my late mother, God bless her, would call campaign after election. You say he refused to implement safety measures. So when he refused, what did you then do? Because this is what I would have done. I would suspend the place and tell him, Oga, when you put in these measures, we'll come back and give you clearance to continue. Did you do that? Did you do that?
Talking about due process.
Talking about due process. But I understand Modula's problem even without talking to him. Even that, yes, as soon as somebody runs, maybe he breaks a light, he beats the traffic light or whatever, he's arrested, he picks up his phone.
Yeah.
And the way it works in Nigeria is that you call a captain, I call a colonel. Okay, so you call a brigadier, I call a two-star general. Okay, so you call somebody, then I'll upgrade and call the presidency. That's how we operate. I hope that one day, at the very least, we'll get as close as we can to the same African country like Rwanda, where I hear discipline is key.
Let's move on to our next story this morning. PDP crisis, aggrieved governors may endorse Obasanjo's candidate January 5.
These aggrieved governors, or whatever they call themselves, they are gradually pushing themselves out of relevance, and they are divided. The Benue man apparently has shown some veiled support for Obi, but it looks as if Wike and the Ibadan man, the Oyo State governor, Shehi Makinde, might be looking towards what's the name, Ashiwaju. And so the whole purpose itself has been watered down completely. And so they will huff and they will puff, but they might just not blow the house down. In politics, it's difficult for you to know where people actually stand until the day of action. Ask those who know, they will tell you.
That's right.
But
that's
right. They've overplayed it. Wike has made a complete mess of it by wanting to be in the papers at every turn and talking about this and that and that and this and so on and so forth without any action. So what do you have here? Let me just go through it briefly. It says the point gathered on Tuesday that the governors who are presently meeting in London, that I can't on. What is wrong with us as a people? Five of you would leave Nigeria. When one of you could have hosted in the state and go and have a meeting in the UK.
We don't want anybody to hear what we want to see.
Then go to an open space, like the Chinese would say. Go to an open space and put a small tent there and tell all your aides to go, and you can have your meeting.
Somebody can be listening.
Now that's been. I know that you're joking, but I don't know when we will put a stop to these kind of things. So the five of them, and don't forget, 9 chances out of 10, the cost of moving them up and down, staying in hotels with their aides and so on and so forth, will most likely be borne by the government.
Oh, yes.
Or their various governments. Now they say that the point says that the governors might hit Obasanjo's council that they should endorse the Labour Party. That's Peter Obi.
That's right.
Where Obasanjo stands and some of his former military leaders. And they say the former president had met with the governors in London again in August, where he reportedly lobbied for Obi. Obasanjo is behind Obi and is not hiding it. I mean, there are no two ways about it. And this story says that the governors are considering Obasanjo's advice that the presidency should come to the South in 2023. Obasanjo has advised them to support Obi because he believes that if the presidency comes to the South, it should go to the Southeast. And that's where I have always stood. That if there's a way we can do it so that we can have peace all around. Everybody has had a bit of the taste of the pie. And fair is fair. The Southeast has caught the wrong end of the stick for so long. Appointments they won't get. Though, having said that, if you look at what one top evil leader again was saying about Peter Obi, you ask yourself, it looks as if some of these people can shoot themselves in the foot. But, well, that's what democracy is all about. So if I had my way, I'd love to see an evil leader. I'd love to. So that, you know, there'll be peace. The South House has had the taste of the pie. What's it now? The North. Oh, my God. Even Yoruba land, the Southwest.
In the Southwest, okay.
They've had the best. They've had taken the best part of the pie. They've taken the best part of the pie. But the judge is warning Atiku, and he says that a member of the Integrity Group and former chairman of PDP Board of Trustees, but the judge has wished Atiku good luck if, in his opinion, he thinks he has what it takes to win without the support of the five governors. But the judge has said that because he used to be vice chairman Southwest, they won't be getting their support. The Daily Trust says they write it as Tinubu Wike's camps meet to finalize deal on 2023. And it says Pali holds this week in Europe, so it means that some of the APC people too have run to Europe or gone to the UK for them to have a meeting. The River State government, the ally, says that our decision is to be guided by the Asaba declaration. Ashiwaju's associate says that we will respect all agreements. G5 allowance won't affect Atiku's victory. In all this, it's just for the news. Really, it's no business of us. It's no business of the voter. These people are doing these things largely for themselves and their own interests. For their own. So it shouldn't have any bearing on you. Go out there and cast your vote for who you think can move this country forward and can let us have a bit of peace and prosperity.
And also, please go and get your PVC if you haven't done so already. INEC, they are working round the clock, including Saturday and Sunday, and including public holidays as well. So please go get your PVC, collect it, and hold on tightly to it. Let's
But remember to take it with you on the day of election.
You don't remember? Go back home. Ni.
Don't go and keep it in the safe. Don't go and keep it in the vault in the bank.
Let's go.
Can you go with a photocopy of your PVC?
No.
It must be original. Mm-hmm. The reason why I say so is that, for example, my driver's license is a photocopy that I have.
There's no,
I kept
no,
the original.
No PVC, inside. No vote.
Look at that.
Yes.
PVC, no vote.
Mm.
So be careful of pickpockets too, please.
Yeah. Please do. It's too late for a replacement now. Let's go to Daily Trust, page 28. I no longer enjoy life. Hope to meet Allah in good faith. Dan Tata.
I saw this and it moved me. And I wonder if other people around this gentleman's age think like this. Let me explain. He's an elder statesman and is a renowned business mogul. Aminu Al-Hazan Dantata. Now, those of you who know the North very well know that the Dantatas are probably one of the richest families in the North. So they've seen it all. Dangote is of the Dantata stock. I think it's his mom that is the Dantata. So this gentleman is 91. And he says that he no longer enjoys life, and he's hoping to depart this world in good faith. How many of us who are around that age, I think from the moment you hit 70, you should start, these kind of things should start occurring to you. Unfortunately, we don't see any sign of that. You still find that 70, 75, running up and down, what for? And he says that, he said from a youthful age, he had the privilege of meeting many people he had engaged in friendship all over Nigeria, but he could hardly call out 10 who are still alive. And he says, I am right now, I'm just waiting for my time. It's in the departure lounge, waiting for that announcement. I no longer enjoy life anymore. I hope I depart this world in good faith. And he says that, I hope I did not offend anyone in life. If I offended anyone, I hope they find it in their heart to forgive me, and so on and so forth. He says, I'm now the only one left in my family living with grandchildren. What actually caught me was this headline. And it's in the Daily Trust. Elijah Dantata says that, I no longer enjoy life. I hope to meet Allah in good faith. There are still some people of his own age, very close to it. They've either reduced their age again. So... you get to a point where these things should not matter and you quit the stage of whatever you're doing. So that's I thought I'd bring that to our attention this morning. And it's in the Trust, Dantata, I no longer enjoy life. I hope to meet Allah in good faith.
Alrighty. Let's go pick up this story in the Punch newspaper. My daughter, pregnant with twins, died with her glory. A slain lawyer's mom.
Oh, yes. This is the continuation of the story of the lawyer who died. The president has also condoled the family.
That's right.
What we want are not these condolences. We don't even want them to happen at all if we can do our very best to prevent them. But if care is not taken, there will be huffing and puffing, condolences and condolences. Another 1 month, another one will happen. I think all of us must have the resolve, especially those in government, to make sure that these things, and they are preventable. 6 months, consolidated training, 6 months turnaround of the police force. And how come in other countries you don't hear of either accidental discharge or shooting somebody because of a minimal amount?
Because we have a broken system. Have a broken system. This gentleman that fired this shot said he cocked his gun to scare somebody, then accidentally discharged. And I'm wondering, you want to scare a human being?
And you cock your gun.
And you cocked your gun. And guess what? He wasn't even assigned to carry that gun. He was assigned a pistol. Guess what again? He wasn't even supposed to be there.
Christmas is around.
Exactly. Yes. So it's all around broken system.
You forgot to add, or maybe you just, that the man was an ASP.
He was
a constable.
33 years in service. ASP.
Mm-hmm. And so there's a sad story here about, how the mother had to hawk oranges for this lady.
She did all kinds of things.
She did all kinds of things. It's not a story that you know, if you are not, if you don't have a strong heart, you don't want to read this story at all. But well, that's part of the job. May her soul rest in peace. And dry an amen from you.
Amen, amen, amen to that. Let's go to the Punch, page 8 this time. Oshuntokun becomes Obi's campaign DG, hopeful of victory.
Yeah, okay, fine. I mean, this is quite an exciting choice, if you ask me. But I'm just wondering, is there any nexus between these two appointments, that is Okupe, Okupe and Oshutokun and Obasanjo? These are two strong Obasanjo allies, or his boys, you know, as you call it in politics. Did he have a hand in it? But Oshutokun is now the whatever. And he says he intends to hit the ground running. Of course, you know, Oshutokun was the former MD of News Agency of Nigeria. And he says he has considerable wealth of experience in terms of participating in the presidential election in Nigeria. And he said, as if he would be under any form of pressure after his appointment following the exit of Okupe, Oshutokun said, of course, so will be other DGs of other campaigns. He seems to believe he is ready for the job. I will try all I can after my short break here next week. Try all I can to see if we can drag him down to the studio and let's draw him out and see what's going on in his mind. But for the record, Oshutokun became the Southwest leader of the party after he defected from the PDP to Labour in August 2022, just around the corner there, and now he's head of the campaign.
Let's take this story on page 13, maybe our last paper. Lagos Ibadan Expressway now free of kidnappers. Amotekun.
Yeah, somebody had actually told me this yesterday, that everywhere you turn is security all the way. This is encouraging. And the commandant of the Amotekun Corps in Oyo State, Olayinka Olayinju, on Tuesday said the security outfit has rid the Lagos Ibadan Expressway of kidnappers, so we can go have a picnic near Guru Maharaj.
Yes, we could.
Or
we
go
could
pick flowers and things like that.
We could.
Guru Maharaj is still there, right?
I think
I haven't been on that road for close to almost about 8 years now.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe I'll go pay him a visit, get some flowers and things like that. And he says that the leader of the Amotekun Corps says that the suspected abductors of a former DVC of UI, Professor Adigun Agbaje, and others had been arrested, really, and their weapons recovered. It would be nice for us to know if these people are the dreaded Hausa Fulani people, that the Fulani headsmen, that we've been talking about.
Yes, it would be nice to know
that. Various groups keep coming up with this idea that Yoruba land is being invaded by Fulani headsmen and so on and so forth. Yes, that is true. But I also believe that one of the best disguises, if you want to terrorize any average man, just dress like a Fulani headsman. Don't carry a gun. Just carry a stick first.
In fact, there was a kidnap somewhere in Delta one time, and the victim, after paying ransom, said that the people that kidnapped him were dressed in Fulani stuff. Yes. But by the time they were kidnapped and they started hearing their communication, they were from their
but
state.
It happened in Ondo State now. The world is Fulani, whatever. I said the easiest disguise. If one man stands on the express, he just stands and holds, this is like a Fulani as well, and holds the stick. You see a lot of diversion.
Okay, let's squeeze this last one in then, from the Vanguard. FG will soon make pronouncement on salary increase in Gige.
Well, we are waiting. But the truth is, it's not for them to make an announcement on salary increases and then now increase the salaries of political appointments. We need to narrow the appointees. We need to narrow the gap. It's not about increase. It's about narrowing the gap. The gap is too wide. I mean, look at the pension plan of a governor who would have just spent 4 years. Even if he spent one day, he's entitled to the pension plan. A civil servant who's put in 35 years. It's that disparity that is the biggest headache. And of course, for us to improve our economy so that, money that even salaries that you pay will have value. As it is now, I don't think a permanent secretary on his legitimate income can rent a 3-bedroom flat in Bode Thomas and send just 2 children to a good private secondary school. He can't. Okay.
Quite sad.
Let me enjoy my coffee.
Yes, that's our package this morning on the show. Thank you so much for coming.
Well, thank you, Jeremy.
There for me at nine.
Oh, yes. The stallion is back. You know, okay. The stallion, that Trump
yes,
song.
Yes, of course.
She's coming here at nine.
Okay, fantastic. Looking forward to that. Lagos, thank you for joining us. Let's take a break. When we return, let's talk the G5 governors. Kenny Okolobo will be joining me on the show to discuss that.